This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the California-Nevada Credit Union League's Reach Conference here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who is in the studio lounge, Kathy Sianis from the fine company called Posh. How are you, Kathy?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. How are things going at Posh these days? I think this is one heck of a fintech.
It's amazing. I've been there, I think January will be 2 years. Coming out of the credit union world, I think I was the 42nd employee. I think we're at 105.
Oh my gosh.
We plan to be at 150 employees. We have over 100 live products now, probably 70 clients. So it's amazing. It's growing so quick.
I mean, I should know this question, but how long has Posh been around?
4 to 5 years.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. So that's some pretty substantial growth in that span of time.
Yep.
So, and that says a lot about what you guys are doing there. So for credit unions and who knows who else you're serving out there, but primarily credit unions. So we thank you for what Posh is doing out there. So good stuff.
We're staying in the FI industry.
Good. Good for you. That's a good place to be right now. So, all right. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand.
Yep.
How AI is changing the way we think about member experiences. Oh my gosh. Is this the question we're all talking about or asking this today? It's like, we cannot swing a cat these days without talking about AI and then how it's going to affect the member experience. So give us a kind of an overview on look at here.
I'm so excited to share this. I was a previous CXO of a credit union and looking at the same thing to solve several things, right? I think first off, we think of our net promoter scores. We think of how are we going to grow? How are we going to be efficient? Mm-hmm. And what are those things? We know that it's hard to hire. We know that training takes forever. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying we're replacing humans. What we're saying is, how do we take something powerful and partner it with our humans to mm-hmm. really give us that edge that mm-hmm. we need? Mm-hmm. And I think that credit unions in general are still a little bit nervous about this. What does it mean? Will it do what I think it's supposed to do or I'm being told it will do? And sometimes we're a little bit worried about changing things up for our members.
Okay.
But what we're forgetting is our members are changing.
No doubt. It's definitely a two-way street.
Yes.
For sure.
I worked for a CEO when I was a CXO, and there's one thing that I remember. He says, we need to be a disruptor, right? We're competing with community banks, other credit unions, mm-hmm. That type of thing. So I think about, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And I think it's about the service delivery.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I want to go back to the to the members, what you just said about the members. So I find that fascinating because I think it's so true. So how are you guys at Posh answering that bell for members that are kind of pulling the strings, it sounds like?
So we do a lot of work with our clients. We have what actually I've helped create is our Partnership for Life program. And with that, we're helping the credit unions through that journey. So it's not about just building a customized product that they're going to deploy, but thinking about adoption, right? If you don't get adoption, none of the products are going to give you the value that you want.
Exactly.
So the marketing, the training to really help them embrace their membership and communicate about the change. Mm-hmm. They're never going to get everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, but we also provide a product that doesn't put members in a place where they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And I think that's hugely important. Mm-hmm. But I still hear people say, 3% of my members are not happy. Should I? So which ones do we listen to? The 3%?
Or the 97?
Or the 97. Right.
I hear you. So how is AI changing all of this? Because, ever since ChatGPT came out, it's like, all right, the world has changed. Let's live with it.
So we have always used large language models, right, to help serve. So think about 24/7 service, how you want to be served. I think about, the digital products. I think about the voice products and even now knowledge products, right, which we're very AI for banking, and we provide those products. So I think about the website, and it's about discovery, giving information to folks easily, at hand, anytime. Mm-hmm. Voice, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, traditionally, we're not able to do that if we're not embracing AI. And with the generative AI, the ChatGPT piece, all it's done at this point is taking those large language models and giving us some sophistication to do more things with our large language models, such as, you know, looking across your documents, scraping your website, those type of things. It just enhances the delivery of the product overall. So it's not that it's completely different. Yeah. It's just taking and evolving what we have to offer.
So what can credit unions do to move this ball forward, so to speak, or get the snowball rolling in this direction? So you know, it seems like there's some hurdles for some credit unions to leap over to get going here. So and they need to get going.
Yeah. I think finding a partner that can help educate you. It's not about, and that's my role as the VP of strategy, both internally and externally, is helping them think of their tech stacks and really how does it all play together and the things to consider and think about. I was in their shoes. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was nerve-wracking. I was like, what if this doesn't work? What's the board going to do? You know, what if members start? The CEO is going to hear it. So, and I understand that. So you want to partner with someone that understands those pieces and has that expertise, I believe. But you're really, if you're not getting on the AI train soon, the train's going to be way down the road, is my belief.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That old example, Blockbuster, is going to be going to percolate to the surface again. So you don't want to be in that position. So, yeah. So is now the time to be playing with it, educating yourself with it, or implementing it, or all of the above?
I would say my prediction is you should be educating now so you implement at least next year, because it's moving that quickly.
Yeah.
So if you're not already analyzing a provider and planning it, you should be budgeting and planning it now. And you don't have to have all the answers. Just put a placeholder and then look for that partner. And that's one of the things I really love about Posh, is you were so kind to talk about Posh earlier, is we're very transparent. We're a transparent company. We're going to tell you how to get and share the best practices with you. And that's very important in this kind of industry, I believe, because it's so new and a little bit nervy.
No, it is. It's scary and exciting at the same time. I'm right there with all the other people out there like, this is so much, oh no, you know. So you're kind of like in this limbo area right now. But I think it's finally, some of it I think is kind of shaking out to where you're now over kind of the hype of it all, and you're looking at the more practical applications of it, I guess. Is that kind of what you're seeing as well? The hype cycle might be on the downside right now.
I totally agree with that. And I think that the thing that's important is just start somewhere. You know, we have a product for small credit unions that has no cost.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to a CEO, and they're like, you know, AI and our members want to talk to us. And I said, well, why don't you start with something like this? There's something out there for everybody to get comfortable and start. You just have to find a provider to help you with that.
You know what? Oh, gosh, I'm glad you said that, because I remember a few years ago when digital transformation journey was the big the big saying and the big thing to do, and it's like, and I remember people saying, just get started, just start one step in front of the other. And this is kind of the same thing, right? So I really see a lot of the sentiments are echoing here to me.
The other thing I think we have to be careful of, so we have the risk leaders, though, that have heard kind of the news and a lot of stuff in the media about AI. So I think that might have taken some people going, ooh, now I'm worried. But again, working with someone who understands how to build guardrails.
Yeah,
and, you know, so we did a webinar on, you know, do you partner, do you try to build it yourself, or do you find a provider?
Right.
And I think that's very important to make the right decision there.
So what's your advice on that?
Find a partner who has the skill. Well, I've talked to a couple of clients that are like, oh, you know, we're out there playing with ChatGPT. And I think that's great,
right?
That they're getting hands. But we're building the guardrails. We have the AI skill. And those skills are going to be difficult to purchase in the market in the near future, I think.
That's going to be hard to come by, for sure. So, alrighty. Anything else, Kathy, to add to wrap up here? I mean, I know we could probably talk AI until we're both blue in the face. So.
Right? Absolutely, we can. No, I just think, you know, being in the shoes of the credit union is just, you know, just getting out there, listening, meeting, having the conversations and getting with experts, I think would be very, very helpful. But it is the time. It's out there, and it's going to continue to evolve.
Yeah, and the other thing I'm thinking about is your competition. They're using it. They're taking steps to implement it. So if you're a credit union, you should probably be doing the same thing, if not ahead of their curve.
Right.
So,
making it easy to do business is really important.
I think so. Yeah, that's very important indeed. All right. All right, Kathy. Thank you so much for your time
and talking
a little AI, as we all are these days, but it's great to have some clarity here as well. So good
stuff.
Indeed.
You, everybody.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.